Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Good evening. Welcome to Open House for a Sunday night. My name's Graham Burrell, filling in for Stephen O'Doherty.
Life, faith, hope. Around Australia, this is Open House with Stephen O'Doherty.
With 25% of 8 to 15-year-olds in the UK believing that the golden goose is part of the Easter story, we've clearly got a job ahead of us in faith conversations in our communities. Now, the Bible Society, they've just launched an innovative campaign to remind Aussie school kids that the Bible is far from a dead book. In fact, it has influenced many of the books they're reading in schools today. Early this week, Dwayne Jeffrey spoke to the Bible Society's CEO, Greg Clark.
It really is a big challenge because this is not just about whether or not people have read a certain book. This is about whether people have a grasp of where their own cultures have come from. The Bible has been so formative for so much of the West that we just can't escape that. I mean, that is a reality. That's the truth of the matter. If you want to be a properly educated person who leaves high school with a grasp of who you are and the world you're in, you have to know something of the Bible. It's just a no-brainer. We are just delighted that we can contribute to that as Bible Society with some resources to help schools and to help students to try to solve that big problem.
Greg, I consider myself a reasonably erudite individual. I was aware that Shakespeare used the Bible as source material, but I had no idea until visiting the website, The Invisible Book, and more about that in a few moments' time, the extent to which he delved into the scriptures, even before the King James Version was in print.
Well, that's right. Yes, he was doing his writing just before the King James, actually, and using the Bishop's Bible and the Geneva Bible. And these Bibles had a huge impact on the language he used in his stories and also some of the scenes that he constructs, and definitely the themes of Shakespeare's plays. And this is something that if you're not aware of it, you are really missing out on what's driving much of Shakespeare's work. But I also think that he really grasped the significance of the Christian teaching, things like revenge versus forgiveness, or how do you use power? Will you be humble? Or what does a Christ figure look like? You know, these kinds of ideas come from understanding the Old and New Testament, and then they inform the stories, the poetry, the plays that have been written ever since that time. And Shakespeare, I think, is very clever. I absolutely adore his language. And so much of it you can trace back to particular parts of Scripture. We actually own at the Bible Society a Bible, a Geneva Bible, which we believe is Shakespeare's Bible.
Really?
It traces back through his family to the man himself. It has notes in it. It has WS scrawled at the beginning. And we can make a good argument the case that this Bible actually belonged to Shakespeare. So this is an idea that's close to our heart.
Goodness me. Do we attribute an active Christian faith to Shakespeare, given that the law of the land stated that you had to ascribe to Christianity, otherwise you're in all kinds of strife? What do we know about the man's faith?
Well, it's complex, I think, as Facebook would say, it's complicated. Like his relationship with Christianity was a complex thing. And the marvel of Shakespeare is we actually don't know that much about his life.
No.
As a figure, he is fairly shadowy. We have all these works of his, but our knowledge of his own life is fairly limited. But I think we can safely assume that he was very familiar with church, he was very familiar with the Christian faith. And that's what we're trying to pick up on here in our efforts to help students, is those little bits, those traces of familiarity. You go, I'm sure I've heard that somewhere before. Often that's going to be referring to the Bible.
In fact, as I reflect on my love-hate relationship with Shakespeare in my formative years, introducing me to a contemporary version of the Bible might have been an easier read.
Right. There you go. Yeah, and the poor students, you sit there and, you're hot and bothered, you're adolescent, you don't want to be reading Shakespeare. But then you get into the stories later on, you go, hang on, he was quite something. And, they're not tame stories.
No, I'm still struggling with Midsummer Night's Dream, I'll be honest. Here, I guess, is where we come back to ground zero. And many listening right now will be wondering, why have they suddenly merged into Shakespeare? And what's this got to do with the Bible Society and literacy? And that's where we come to The Invisible Book. I love this idea. Where did the idea of encouraging people to explore the importance of the scriptures in what was the Taylor Swift of his time, if we put it in another way. Where did the idea of connecting a pop culture figure like Shakespeare to the impact of the Bible and the way that reading it impacts so many of our lives in ways that perhaps we don't understand unless we read it in the first place?
Well, I think Taylor Swift should be honoured that you've just put her in the same category as the Bard. But, you know, for us, it really is incredibly important that people have a chance to engage with the Bible. It doesn't happen in many places in the normal run of life for the average Australian now. Unless you go to school and there's scripture, or you grow up in a Christian family, you attend church, you're not going to encounter the Bible. And part of our job as Bible Society is to help people to get over that, because we do believe that every person ought to have an opportunity to engage with the Bible's storyline and see what they think of it in terms of its beliefs and make a decision for themselves. So here's an opportunity to do that in your usual run of school activities. And the Invisible Book Project is an attempt to explore the way in which the Bible is the hidden book behind the book that you're studying. Yeah. We're looking at Shakespeare to start with, but if this goes well, we'd love to replicate that for not just literature, but for music, for art, for history, for any other area where we think the Bible's had a significant role in shaping that area of life, but we just don't talk about it anymore. So this one, the Invisible Book Project, is the beginning, we hope, of a much bigger project that will help Australian school kids and beyond for years to come.
I'm going to get onto the lure of a $32,000 overseas trip in just a tick, but let's talk about the website. So we log into theinvisiblebook.com.au, and there on the front page you're explaining a little about the trip, and then scrolling on down, I choose my Shakespearean play, give a few details, and then you send me out some worksheets.
That's right. And what we want to do is to get students to do the work for themselves. So we're looking for people who either have a bit of Bible knowledge or can get it and are interested in one of these Shakespeare plays. Maybe it's on the syllabus list for you, or maybe you've just seen the movie and you love it and you'd like to do something with it. And then we're saying to you, can you create, using all of your creativity, as much imagination as possible, a video no longer than 3 minutes that would help explain to your peers how the Bible is important to this particular Shakespeare play? That video might help you pass your exams. It might also help you to understand the Bible better. And your teacher probably will love it too, because they can show it in class and take up some time. So that's the job. That's the job. Students do the work. They produce the videos themselves, upload them to our Invisible Book site through YouTube. And then we will have a panel of people who will look through those, and as you say, award really quite an amazing prize, the best one.
So choose my favourite Shakespeare work, subscribe to some worksheets, do a little research, won't take you long, we're not looking for a doctoral dissertation, shoot a video, no more than 3 minutes, go nuts, make it a work of creative genius, share it with your teachers or not. How do I win the $32,000 trip, and what's that about?
So we've got a partnership with the Christian Fellowship Tours, wonderful friends of ours, who have offered a trip for four to the Middle East to the value of $32,000 for the best of these entries. It's going to have to be good to win the prize, but, you know, claymation, do your Wallace and Gromit for us, hire Russell Crowe, whatever you need to do to earn that prize, it's going to be worth it.
He auctioned some stuff the other day. He's short for a quid.
That's right. And if you can get it to us by the 30th of June, you're in with a chance.
Okay.
We also are giving a top 10 $100 gift card. So it's not just the one winner. But I've got to say, the gap between the main prize and the second prize is rather big.
Greg Clark and the Bible Society, it's a terrific initiative. And will we see some of the videos? Will you post some of the, at least the final few, on your website, theinvisiblebook.com.au?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We want them to be seen far and wide. So here's your chance for fame as well.
Fantastic. Terrific to catch up with you. Great initiative. God bless.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for the support.
Life, faith, hope. Around Australia, this is Open House with Stephen O'Doherty.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.